You are listening to R&IB Connect Radio, and joining me this morning is Ishan Jha, who is the founder and chief design officer for VIP World Service. Thank you for joining me, Ishan.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here again.
So we've spoken before in the past about the mentoring schemes that you've been running at VIP World Service, and we're going to come back onto that in just a little while. But first of all, just for anybody who hasn't come across VIP World Service yet and isn't aware of the work that you do, would you be able to just give us a little bit of a summary of what you do at VIP World Service?
Yes. So VIP World Service is where VIP stands for visually impaired people. And our goal is to design for 25 million visually impaired people all around the world, make their life safe, convenient, easy, fun, engaging, and prosperous. That's our mission. And in crux, VIP World Services is a design company creating accessible websites, apps, services, following the WCAG guidelines, and also user testing with the VIP World community. Now, the stress is in the community because we want our VIPs to co-design the solutions, because without their perspective, the solutions, the websites, or any service won't be really 100%. And our model, how it works is, so currently at the moment, we're focusing on making websites accessible, and we provide our corporate clients, a designer who reviews, audits, create solutions, technical aspects, but also we use a test with at least 3 VIP, and we provide our corporate clients up to 1 year of free interactions with the 3 or 4 VIPs all around the year if they have any questions, doubts. So this enables the VIP to be more engaged, get part-time job, paid work, and the corporate client gets a very holistic and working solution.
Absolutely. Ishan, why did you decide to set this company up? What was sort of the inspiration behind setting it up in the first place?
Well, it came out of my personal experience. So in 2013, I was working in a corporate setup, happy in my life, looking towards the future. And suddenly one day I could not clearly see my colleague who was sitting right across me. It just hit me very hard. I found out that I had a disease called keratoconus, and 6 months of rigorous process, it just showed me that we are so, it can happen with anyone. Anybody can lose the eyesight. And then the biggest worry I had was, what will happen if I lose my eyesight? How can I work? Because I'm really passionate about my work. And that feeling remained. And when I came to London, in 2017, doing my master's in service design, I had to pick up a thesis topic which would resonate with me. And this feeling 4 years back, what had happened, remained. And I thought, okay, let's research how do VIP in UK, increase their prospects for employment. And that research, I think it was an 8-month long research with a charity called Blind Aid, where I was working as an assistive tech tutor. And then, I went around the whole city, London, so many organizations, multiple events, researchers, all of them, I chatted with them, interacted with them, and then, came up with a solution called VIP World, which would benefit accessibility, corporates, company, commercially, and as well as benefit the VIP community who we're actually trying to, make lives better.
And I think a lot of people could probably relate to that, Ishan, that sort of worry when you first have issues with your eyesight, you first start to lose your eyesight. The worry about work is a really big thing. How could people get involved with VIP service? We're going to talk a little bit about some of the projects that you've been conducting in a little while. But first of all, if people want to get involved with VIP World Service, how can they go about that?
So VIPs, they just have join our community Facebook page, or if they're comfortable with another tools, they can join our WhatsApp group or contact us directly. We have our toll-free number on the website, VIPworldservices.com. We have our service Travel Hands, which is a service pairing VIP with sighted and verified volunteers to walk together from point A to point B. So they can avail that service and, use our network of vetted and trained volunteers to walk outdoors. Other than that, we have a buddy program where we are pairing people from Nepal with people from the West, US, UK. And just yesterday, we had a collaboration with an Indian company, NGO, which works for the benefit of visually impaired people there. So there are about 300 people there who would like to interact with, further the community in the West. We have free assistive tech lessons online. It's a right of every individual to have that online presence, and especially in 2021, and we are providing that for free to resolve their issues, get them help, and make them be online. Lastly, we do our Zoom call on Wednesday at 12, every Wednesday. It's a platform where people come and express themselves. We bring in some guests. We try to engage the community, ask them questions, have a fun afternoon. Then we have a clubhouse meeting as well on Thursday 12. So these are the different activities where VIPs can get engaged. But if the corporates or the companies would like to make these solutions inclusive, they can go to the website and fill up the form, and we are very much happy to design inclusive solutions with the VIP community.
Great stuff, Ishan. Do you know what's next? What's your next project? Are you allowed to tell us yet, or is it a big secret?
Well, now the focus is on Travel Hands. well, the dream is then in the I have dedicated my next 20 years for this Travel Hands thing to work all around the world. I think if Uber can work, if that idea can work in every country, why can't, visually impaired people or VIPs walk around easily, freely, conveniently? And I think that will be one project where more than making, the commercial aspect, it's about bringing the whole community, society, government together to make an inclusive city setup. And I think that will benefit not just the VIPs, but a lot of other stakeholders and people. And on the side, we will, engage these people. The more they go out, the more they try out different things, the more we can, with the VIP, create inclusive solutions for corporates. So that's what we are focused on.
Thank you, Ishan. Thank you so much for joining us as well, and keep us updated with all the future projects that are happening, and we'll be sure to keep in touch.
Sure, thank you, Ellie.